today, let's finish this little series on faith with the word Semper Fi. Let's just start out right now, just up front. How many would say, be honest, come on, how many would say you really didn't know or don't know what the word Semper Fi means? You wouldn't have known that, okay? How many would say, I absolutely would have known what that was? Okay, so that's a few of us. Okay, here we go. Semper Fi, let's talk about it today. And I've sort of tagged this message underneath, Semper Fi, living life with no what? Now, can y'all help me? Living life with no what? No regrets. So you can live this life, and when you come to the end of it, or get close to the end of it, you can regret your life. Or you can live your life with no regrets. Semper Fi. Let's talk about it today. What are we going to do? Where are we going, Rod? Let's see what we got. First of all, some scriptures. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became what? Poor, that you through His poverty might be made what? Rich. What a great Savior we have. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift of His Son Jesus to us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Are you feeling the faithfulness of God in some of these verses right there? See how He Semper Fi? He's faithful. God's a great God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the what? Gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man would what? Boast about it. Sure we would. So, Semper Fi is the message today. What does Semper Fi mean? Well, it comes from the word Semper Fidelis. And you might, well, I don't care. Will you hang in here with me? You just might. Come on. Semper Fidelis. Or they abbreviate it Semper Fi. You'll see it on the back of pickup trucks or cars or whatever, that little bumper sticker. Semper Fi. It's red. You'll just see it sometimes. Semper Fi. Well, that's a Marine. Or somebody has somebody in the Marines. Okay? So Semper Fi, what does it mean? Say it with me. Always what? Or, say it with me, come on. Always. Now here's what it means to me as I studied it more and more. It means always what? Now say that again. Always. Semper Fi, always believing. You cannot be faithful. You cannot be loyal if you don't believe. Try it out. Okay? You cannot be faithful, you can't be loyal if you don't believe. Semper Fi, what do I mean? If you go to Walmart and you get you a buggy full of stuff, you better believe that if you go out that door without going through that cash register, they're going to rest your tail. So you better be faithful to do what? Pay your bill. Did you hear me? Belief is behind everything. Okay? You cannot be faithful if you do not believe. Did you hear me? Let's keep looking at this word a little bit. It comes from the word fidelity. Fidelity. Which means what? Okay? Well, we get this other word from it right over here. Look at this. Which is infidelity, which means what? Let me say something to you. If you don't believe in marriage, and you don't believe in your wife, or believe in your husband, and believe it's the right thing to stay faithful, not to cheat around, cat around, have sex with somebody else, I'm going to tell you something, then don't be surprised if you don't believe in being faithful that you ain't. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You see where I'm coming from today? You want to be faithful? Then having faith is at the heart of being faithful. Did you hear me or not? Being faithful. Believing. You must believe if you're going to be faithful in anything. If you don't believe that showing up on time at work matters, there's a good chance that you ain't going to show up at work on time. And you're going to be deemed as somebody who's not loyal, not faithful, and you're going to lose your job. Is that right? Yes or no? Do you see how belief is behind everything? God could not have said anything better to us or more clear when He says, without faith, it's impossible to please Me. For you must believe that I am. And I am a rewarder of those that diligently seek Me. You can dress church folk up. You can do whatever you want to do. But unless you believe, you have no connection to God. Did you hear me today? And you can try in your good works and your good looks and your good this and your good that. But God does not deem you as faithful unless you believe in Him. Did you hear me? Okay, so just want to get that out of the way a little bit, talk a little bit about this morning. What does Semper Fidelis mean? Where does it come from? We've talked about it. It means always faithful, always loyal. To me, it means always believing, because you cannot be faithful and you cannot be loyal to nothing if you don't believe in it. You hear me? So always believing. Now, it's been a motto for the United States Marine Corps since 1883. Okay? Before that, it was to the shores of Tripoli. And they changed it, and they liked this one. Amen? They stuck with it since 1883. But you might think everything starts in America. It doesn't. We think that because we're the biggest and we're the baddest and we're the greatest, and I believe that. However, when you read a little bit, you get a little education and realize everything didn't start here. It's been the motto of militaries of many other countries around the world. So when we go to fight some folk along the way, well, they believe too, don't they? Say. That's why it's a fight. Now, before that, it was the mottos of many families. Looking back at the history of families and the crest of families, that had the name, and underneath it would be always faithful. Semper Fi. It's the motto of many cities. Where? In where? In Europe. When you look at a lot of the towns, they have mottos. Some of the cities down through the ages, it's been Semper Fi. So it's not just the Marines by any means. It's the motto of many schools around the world, especially parochial schools. You look into some of their history and it'll say, boom, their motto, Semper Fi, always faithful. But long before that, it was the motto of the persecuted church. Semper Fi, always faithful. If you look up this word and look at it, you can find out the church in Ukraine. Say Ukraine. A lot of the churches in Ukraine that struggled with Soviet oppression and persecution, it became a motto of the underground church in Ukraine. Semper Fi, always faithful, never turning back. So, let's talk about it today. What does it mean for us today? Semper Fi. I hope I'm not putting you to sleep. I think you'll get awake here and hang on. So, always faithful, always loyal, always believing. Would you say that with me? Always, always, always believing. You know why I'm here today? I'm here at church today because I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm at church today. I come to church for me. I know that might sound crazy. I love you. I love being with you. I come to teach the Word. But at the end of the day, if you cut me and what was going to bleed out of me, it was that Gary comes to church and goes, Gary needs to be in church. I need to be here. I need to be loving on people. I need people to love on me. I need to hear this sweet lady over here told me today. She encouraged me. How much I matter in her life. I've had that happen several times today. People lifting me up, encouraging me, blessing me. I need that. Did you hear me? I come here for that, okay? We need to be that. So say this with me. Never stop being. Never stop being. Never stop being. Never stop being faithful. Never stop being loyal. Never stop believing, okay? So I'm here today because I believe. I'm not trying to sell you a bill of goods today that I don't believe in. You hear me, yes or no? When I say I believe the Bible, it's because I believe the Bible. Do I do everything in the Bible? No. Do I screw up some? Yep. Am I wrong? Mm-hmm. I get corrected just like you get corrected. Amen? It's what I believe. It's how I want to live my life. I want to live my life like this. It's a choice I make. I still got flesh. I fight with it sometimes. But it's right and I'm wrong. Amen? Say. It's because of what I believe. Now you can believe it or not. You can believe that believing in Jesus Christ, believing in the Scriptures, believing God is absolutely holy and perfect. That's up to you, but I believe it. Amen? They come along and do a little poll with me. I believe Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father, period. Yep. Amen. Believe the Word of God is infallible, without error. I believe that. You can call me a kook if you want to. I believe the Scriptures. Did you hear me? Yes or no? It's what I believe. What do you believe? Where are you at? Oh, I'm faithful to the Scriptures, but you don't believe them? Where are you coming from? Why don't you think about it today? Semper Fi. I'm going to ask you today, give God your very what? Give God your very best. He became poor for our sake that we through His poverty might be made what? Why shouldn't we give our very best? Why shouldn't we give our very best to Him? Why shouldn't we be Semper Fi? Are you listening to me today or not? Why shouldn't we be His Marine? Say. Why not? Be faithful. Be loyal. Be believing, man. Give God your very best. Give others your what? Should you be a faithful friend? Yes or no? Should you be a faithful husband or wife? Yes or no? Is there any excuse not being? None. Say none. None. I don't care what it is. We're not going to change the rules here to make excuses for you. Yes or no? No. Boy, on the battlefield, when you're a Marine, excuse making don't cut it, does it? When it's life or death, say. If there's just two of you left, you look at each other and you go, Semper Fi. Amen? Say. You can count on me. I can count on you. Husbands and wives, husband, you ought to be able to look at your wife and say, I can count on you. And she ought to be able to say, you can count on me. Is that too much to ask? Say. Parents, be faithful. Be loyal to your kids. Did you hear me? That's what we're talking about today. Never stop being what? Never stop being. Never stop. All right, good, good. We're rolling now. What about the Scriptures? Well, let's go see what the Bible says. In Luke chapter 6, now this is going to be weird. It's going to be like, where did he get that? Well, you'll see. Come on. Luke chapter 6, 39. Jesus speaking, Jesus spoke a parable unto them. And he said this, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they both not fall in the ditch? I like that, don't you? Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they both not fall in the ditch? What do I mean by that? If somebody doesn't believe, if somebody's not faithful, if somebody's not loyal, everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket. Are you hearing me say? Somebody has got to be the one who is faithful and loyal, and that comes by believing and commitment. Semper Fi. Are you hearing it today? That's no small word right there. That's a big deal. Amen? So Jesus said, can the blind lead the blind? Can everybody just be unfaithful? Can everybody just not believe anything? Can everybody just be disloyal? If all that happens, everybody's going to go in the ditch. Does that make good country sense to us today? Say, all right, let's keep moving. Well, here's what I'd like to do. I read that scripture. Of course, the scripture I love, that whole passage I love. But it comes down here in verse 39. But it really starts back, I believe, in about verse 35. And I want to tell you what I believe always being faithful is. And always being loyal and always believing. And I want to tell you what I think Semper Fi is this morning. Number one, always faithful to love people. Would you say that with me? Always faithful to love. Guys, I'm just like you. I screw up in this department too. But guys, we have no right to be ugly to people, dislike people, not have something to do with people, think we better than people. Do you think that's any right for a Christian brother, sister in Christ? Yes or no? No, that's right. We can't do that. Listen, always faithful to what? How about just the ones that have money? We just love them. How about the guy that doesn't have nothing? Do we love all people? So always faithful to love people. But guess where I got that from? We backed it up. We started at verse 39, but back up what Jesus was talking about. Love your enemies. Hey, guys, if Semper Fi was easy, everybody would be doing it. You know what I mean? Love your enemies. And do what? Now, I want to poke their eyes out with a stick. That ain't it. That ain't Semper Fi. Got it? Love your enemies. Always do good. Lend. And how about this next part? Hoping what? See, Semper Fi ain't lending so you can always get. Did you know that? We've sort of messed it up a little bit, ain't we? Semper Fi, always loving people. And your reward shall be what? And you shall be the children of the... I like this last part. For He is kind unto the who? And to the who? We got some work to do, don't we, church? Semper Fi to me means, Gary, you commit your life. You be faithful and you be loyal. And you believe that it's always best to love people. Did you hear me? It served me well in my life. My past has been in church life for a long, long time. Years ago, when somebody left your church, here's what you'd do. You wouldn't talk to them again. That's what we'd do. Did you know that? Yes or no? Well, I was just the only one that was told you didn't know that. Okay. But yeah, it's just a way when somebody leaves your church, you sort of just like, I don't know, you see them in the grocery store, you feel sort of funky, and you know what I mean? It's just like uneasy, and at least it is for the preacher. I know that. It has been. But you know what? I made a choice years ago. Not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to like the way I do church. That gives me no right whatsoever to think of them any other way other than loving. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, we ought to praise the Lord because that's good for all of us. And I've lived long enough now to see as I love on them, and they are sort of shocked because even some of them been a little ugly along the way. So what? What's the big deal? I can still love. Did you know that? Yes or no? And I've seen it come back around in my life many, many times. Whereas if you just keep loving people, that doesn't work all the time. You don't do it just because it works. You do it because it's right. But I have seen it come back around where they'll come back and they'll talk to me and they'll really appreciate it. And it made a difference in their life and they couldn't believe it. You ever loved on somebody and they couldn't believe it? Raise your hand with me. You loved them and they couldn't believe it. Always be faithful to do what? Love people. Semper Fi. Okay? Keep going, Rog. Would you say this with me? I believe love never... Do you believe love never fails? I believe love never fails. That's hard for me to say. I've been hurt. But I believe love never fails. I believe love never fails. I believe if I keep loving, God's going to bless me. Do you believe that? Say. If I keep loving, God's going to bless me. Why we got to hate? Say. Why we got to hate? Say. So many times people split up in marriages and one party will get the kids to hate on the other party. You think that's right? Yes or no? It's horrible. It's horrible. Why don't we try to take that high road, that Semper Fi road, and let's love and believe love never fails, right? Say. Can we ever have too much love? Say. Shouldn't we encourage our kids to love? Shouldn't we encourage our church to love? Say. I got saved in a denomination, honestly, that I know I might be saying a little too much today, but it's fine. It'll be on the radio. They won't like it, but whatever. I got saved in a denomination almost that we were trained to hate. If you're not this way, or you're not this way, or you're not this way, as a believer, you're not right. And we look down on you. And we try to get you like us. I don't think that's what Semper Fi means, do you? You know, I tell folks, you can have your hair as long as you want. I don't give a hoot. You can dress any way you want. Doesn't bother me. Just come cover it up. I don't give a hoot. Amen? Say. You listening to me? People fight over the version of the Bible. I don't care what version of the Bible you're. I want it to be a version that's accurate. There's several of them out there. Amen? I'm more concerned if you read it or not. How about that? Love people. I know I got off on that a little bit. I do that sometimes. So, Semper Fi to me, when I was looking at the Scriptures, and I thought about talking about a soldier today. But by the way, in the Marines, they don't teach you to love your enemies. They teach you to shoot your enemy, kill your enemy if you have to. Is that what they teach? Yes or no? I'm not saying on the battlefield you don't have to do that when you're a Marine. I understand that. But on this battlefield, Jesus has called us not to shoot our enemy, but to love our enemy. Did you get it or not? Okay. Number two, always faithful to be what? Where'd you get that from, Clark? I'm just keeping on with Jesus here. We're just reading. That's all we're doing. Verse 35, we covered that one. Verse 36, be ye therefore what? As your is merciful. Now guys, you cannot teach a young Marine who's going to put his life on the line. Now when you see that guy coming at you with that gun, now you just wave at him, hi. Be merciful. You know, no. It's a different ball of wax, baby. We're talking about the child of the living God, living life. God has told us to always be what? Should you at times not be merciful? No, you should always be merciful. Have you been given mercy? Yes or no? Yes. I deserve to go to a devil's hell. I've sinned many, many, many times. I have even cursed God. That's how I used to grow up. That's what I would say. GDS, that's how I talked. If anybody deserves hell, it's me. But God has been merciful to me, a sinner, and He saved me. Amen. Say. Thank you, Jesus. Can we praise the Lord for doing that? Come on. So, He's always merciful. And you know what He requires of me? He requires me to be faithful, semper fi, loyal, believing that mercy is what I must always have. Always be merciful, Gary. The word mercy means price paid. Can you say this with me? I believe the price has been paid. Was the price paid by Jesus for our sins? When someone wrongs you, has the price for that wrong that they did been paid for by our Savior? Yes or no? Now, whether they accept it or not, that's another ball of wax. But you can accept it as a believer that no matter how hurt I am, are y'all listening or have I lost you? Tell them I said hello. There's a phone going off. Here we go. Listen, tell them, be merciful, be merciful. Semper fi. Answer and tell them, that'd be funny. Here we go. Come on. But listen, I lost my train of thought a little bit, but it's okay. Always be merciful. Got it? That's semper fi. There's no circumstance whatsoever that I go through. Now, my mind can tell me different. My flesh can tell me different. My emotions can tell me different. And I'm hurting, and it's hard. But there's no situation I can go through where I cannot be merciful. Did you hear me? And you'll have people tell you, no, you need to strike back. No, you need to get them. No, you need to take them to the cleaners. No, you need to do this. No, I don't. I don't have to do that. Semper fi. You listening? Do you believe we should always be merciful? Sure. Is that a better way to live your life? Instead of bringing all that junk home and putting it in your head and just ruminating over it. Throwing up. Amen? So, we're just talking about a little passage that's looked at a lot differently. This is just sort of the way I'm looking at it with us today. It started out with Jesus saying at the end of this little passage, at verse 39, He says, shall the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall in the ditch? And He goes on to tell a little another story about hypocrites. So the point is just backing up and looking, I need to be faithful in my love. I need to be faithful in my mercy to other people. Number three, always faithful to what? Forgive. Is there any circumstance where I should not forgive somebody? My stepdad murdered my mother 20 years ago. 6 times, shot her with a .357 Magnum. Then he sat on a little red stool and he shot himself, killed himself. And I remember I called the Dobson organization, Focus on the Family, after it happened. Not so much for help as much as I thought my mother's story was incredible. The story of my mother's life. And I thought it might be something interesting for Focus on the Family. And a guy started talking to me. It hadn't been that long. I don't know, maybe a year. But the first thing he said, have you forgiven him? Well, I didn't forgive him because he killed himself. You know what I mean? He didn't ask for forgiveness. That's what I'm thinking, you know? But over the years now, looking back, I don't carry that anger or bitterness at my stepfather. Y'all with me? Have I lost you? And the reason is, is because I have forgiven him. Was he evil and violent and horrible and full of the devil and demons? Sure he was. He had to be, right? I've looked back on his life now and I feel pitiful for him. He didn't have the life I've had, you know, to be able to love and to be able to have a good life. And I've also been able to see my mother through eyes of faith. I've been able to see my mother in heaven, whole, happy. She's part of that great cloud of witnesses up there, and I see her often, and she goes, "Son, you keep going, man. I'm watching. I'm looking. I'm proud of you." You see how forgiveness has happened in my life? I'm not trying to make me some great forgiver up here, okay? I'm just trying to say, would it be better for me to hang on and just hate him and be so glad he's in hell? Well, you think it'd be good for Pastor Clark? No. Forgiveness. Forgive. It's okay. The price has been paid. Did Jesus pay the price for such a violent act that my stepfather did? Yes or no? He did. That's hard. That's hard to even imagine. That's how powerful he is. Are you listening today? Always faithful to forgive. The very next verse, 35, 36, now 37, Jesus says, "Judge not and you shall not be what? Condemn not and you shall not be. Forgive and you shall be forgiven." Simplify to me means, and the message is pert near over. We're going to go into one other verse. Always faithful to love, Gary. Always faithful to have mercy, Gary. Always faithful to forgive, Gary. Simplify. Do you believe that or not? You think you'd be better off if you live your life like that? I think you would. Let's keep the message rolling. I believe I am forgiven, therefore I forgive. Say that with me. I believe I am. Now look, if you ain't been forgiven, and you don't believe Jesus has forgiven you, and you don't believe His blood will wash away the sins that you've committed, you're going to have a hard time trying to forgive Him. Amen? But if you could be forgiven, are you telling me somebody else can't be forgiven? Is that what you're telling me here? Say. If you can be forgiven, everybody can be forgiven, right? Say. Right? Think that way. Simplify. Keep looking, Raj. Living life, you think you could live life like this and at the end have no regrets? That's what I'm talking about today. How can I live life and get through it and at the end not have regrets? Be faithful to love. Be faithful to have mercy and be faithful to forgive. I believe you'll be happy when you get there. Amen? Faithful, loyal, believing, I give love. Faithful, loyal, believing, I give mercy. Faithful, loyal, believing, I give what? Forgiveness. Now, this is where we're going to turn the table a little bit coming up in just a second. Here we go. Jesus says, live your life like this and you'll what? If you live your life like this, you'll never regret. Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus live His life like this? Was He faithful to love people? Was He faithful to show mercy in the Scriptures when you saw Him dealing with other people? Was He merciful? And did He forgive people? Even sinner people? Did He seem to show more forgiveness than most people? Didn't He? Say. Jesus said, if you will live like this, you won't regret it, man. I don't regret living my life like that. You won't regret it either. But now here's this verse I think sort of funny. We preachers, we've taken this verse. I hope I ain't put you to sleep yet. We've taken this verse, verse 38, which comes right before verse 39, which says, shall the blind lead the blind? Shall they both not fall in the ditch? We've taken this verse and preached tithe until the cows come home. Look at it. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be given to your bosom. For the same measure that you meet with all shall it be measured to you again. Amen. You ever heard that? Batman. Come on. Pass off and play, baby. Does that talk about giving? Sure it does. We know that when we give, if we give cheerfully, we get it back, don't we? Sure we do. Not financially per se, but in the way we feel. Isn't it awesome, say, to be able to have, be able to praise the Lord that He's given to you so you can share? Isn't it an awesome thing? But you know what I discovered in my office this week? I just believe this might have been talking about giving love, mercy, and forgiveness. What do you think? Say.
I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to think about this verse. Give and it shall be given unto you. Let's break it down real quick. Give. If I'll give love, if I'll give mercy, if I'll give forgiveness, how should I be giving it? Giving it how? Giving it constantly. We're not going to take all day. It shall be given unto you. It shall be given unto you. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. Why has that got to be money? Won't you show so love? Won't you show so mercy? Won't you show forgiveness? Amen? And God is not mocked. He's going to bless you back with that. Good measure. Generously. Give love generously. Give mercy generously. Give forgiveness generously. Don't have to get them to beat it out of you. Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? And finally, okay, I'll forgive you. Won't you be giving that? Good measure generously. Press down and shake it together. Pack solid. Give and it shall be given unto you. You're going to get it back generously. And it's also you're going to get it pressed down and shaken together. If you give love, if you give mercy, if you give forgiveness, Semper Fi, baby. If you commit your life to doing that, don't be surprised if you don't come back on you pressed down, shaken together, love, mercy, and forgiveness your way. You hearing me? Yes or no? Anybody ever needed to have somebody forgive them in the room? Can I see your hand? Isn't it nice when you ask for forgiveness, you get it? Say, isn't that nice? Don't be surprised if you ugly, meaner than a snake, don't forgive folk. When it comes your turn to get some, you ain't getting none. Amen. You give like this. Give these things. It's going to come back to you running over, overflowing in your life. Amen. Come on. Shall be given unto your bosom. Means you're going to have full pockets. Here's the question. Would you have full pockets of money? Would you rather have full pockets of love, full pockets of mercy, and full pockets of forgiveness? What you want in your pocket, yes or no? Some of you are looking like he has lost his mind. With the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. If you don't give love, if you don't give mercy, you don't give forgiveness, you're not going to get love, you're not going to get mercy, and you're not going to get forgiveness. If you give it just a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, you're going to get little bit, little bit, little bit. Here's what the Bible says. But this I say, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He which sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man according as he what? Purposes in his heart. So let him give, not what? Or of necessity or duty. For God loves a cheerful giver. The word is hilarious. I know I'm talking about love, mercy, and forgiveness today. And this particular passage just talks about some money and care of the brothers over in this passage. But I think it works for what we're talking about today, too. If you sow love, mercy sparingly and forgiveness sparingly, you're going to get it back sparingly. If you sow it bountifully, you're going to get it back how? Now listen, if you sow it grudgingly, what do I mean by that? Somebody asked you to forgive them. And you just sort of, I mean, you do it, yeah, I forgive you, but you do it grudgingly. You know what you're going to be when you do that? Pop it up, sad. You're going to be sad. You ain't ever going to get over that mess. Did you hear me say? You're going to be like, I do it grudgingly. You're not ever going to feel right. That's not simplify. That's not doing it the right way. How about this? Dutifully or of necessity. If you just forgive somebody because it's your duty, my duty. I'm a Christian. You know what you're going to be? You're going to go home mad. You're going to get mad at God. You're going to get mad at everybody. You forgive somebody. Yeah, because of my duty. You think that's what God's called us to, or higher calling? Yes or no? Simplify. He's called us to this. To give love, to give mercy, to give forgiveness. Hey, and by the way, to give money. Do it how? If you give it cheerfully, you're going to be what? Glad, glad, glad. Is that what God wants for us? Sad, mad, or glad? What you going to be? Simplifies glad. Amen? Come on, baby. Living life with no regrets. Raj, I think we're almost done. Always faithful, loyal, and believing. I give love. Always faithful, loyal, and believing. I give what? Mercy. Always faithful, loyal, and believing. I give what? Forgiveness. Is that worth setting your face toward and doing? Say. Amen? Your life toward. Here's the last part. Now remember, we start at verse 39. And he spake a parable unto them and said, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they both not fall into the ditch? The disciple's not above his master. Jesus is saying to us today inside this room, you're not above me. You know I loved everybody. You know I gave mercy. You know I forgave. You remember? You're not above me. What are you thinking, man? But everyone that is mature, and I'm calling you to maturity today, shall be as his who? As his Savior. That's what Jesus is saying. He then goes and talks about hypocrites and the mote in somebody's eye and all that kind of mess. Got it? He doesn't want you to be a hypocrite necessarily, be a hypocrite here at all. And then he ends this passage with this incredible verse. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why do you call me Lord, and you don't do what I say? Here's what I'm saying to you today. Love people, and be faithful to doing that. Believe that it's the best course for your life, man, and it's right. Do it. Love them. How? Regardless. Even my enemies, yeah. What if they have need? Lend and give it to them like you're never getting it back. Did you hear him or not? You're not above me. Why do you do? Why you not? You call me Lord, but you don't do what I say. Give mercy. If there's that person that's been in your life that's hurt you and you've been holding on to that, imprisoning yourself, imprisoning them, let them go, man. Let them know. Let them know that it's okay. God has paid that price for me and for you and everybody else. Amen? Do that, man. Forgiveness. What did Jesus say out on the cross? One of the last things he ever said. Father, what? They know not what they do. Why don't you think that way sometimes? Maybe somebody's hurt you or they've hurt me. I think a better course of action would be, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. It's okay. Simplify. Have I lost you today? Come on. This message probably wouldn't go over well at a Marine boot camp. It wouldn't be the message I'd give if we were going on the battlefield to fight an enemy out there that's going to take our life. But that enemy out there is not taking our life. That enemy that we see out there in this world so often is lost. And our hard line that we use in this, what, holier than thou? I'm going to tell you, you can shoot them bullets all day at them and it ain't going to win them. But love, mercy, and forgiveness just might do the trick. Amen? Say, come on. Simplify. Give love. Give mercy. Give forgiveness. Jesus says, you live your life like this and you'll not regret it. You'll not regret living your life like this for me. You'll not regret it. And he says this, because I am. Semper Fi. If you live your life giving love, mercy, and forgiveness, he backs it up with his own faithfulness. Did you hear me? He backs it up with his own faithfulness. He said, you live your life like this. Let me tell you something right now. Don't care what somebody else tells you. You live your life like this, and I'll guarantee it. I will bless you. I will take care of you. You will be blessed, and you will be happy because I am faithfulness. I am what faithfulness is all about. I will never let you down for you doing what I ask you to do because I am your Lord. Amen? Let's thank Him for His Word this morning. Amen. We're done. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can believe this or not, though. Have at it.